Bible reading this morning is coming from Galatians chapter 1, verses 6 to 10. I am astonished that you are so quickly deserting the one who called you by the grace of Christ and are turning to a different gospel, which is really no gospel at all. Evidently, some people are throwing you into confusion and are trying to pervert the gospel of Christ. But even if we or an angel from heaven should preach a gospel other than the one we preach to you, let him be eternally condemned. As we have already said, so now I say again, if anybody is preaching to you a gospel other than what you accepted, let him be eternally condemned. And I now trying to win the approval of men or of God? Or am I trying to please men? If I was still trying to please men, I would not be a servant of Christ. Amen.
Good morning again. I hope you feel truly blessed from our time of worship this morning. And from my mother heart, thank you to all of those people who have been praying for Logan. I'm sure he's going to come through just fine. Well, this is our second last sermon in the series on chasing carrots and the pursuit of more. And this morning we're going to look at being a people pleaser or having an addiction to approval. Are you a people pleaser? Maybe you don't know whether you are or not. Maybe you've never given it any thought. If everything you do is catered around getting another person's approval or making another person happy, then there is a high chance that you are a people pleaser. How many of you would honestly say that you care what other people think of you? It's normal, isn't it? Care what other people think, don't want people to hate you. It's normal. Even if just a little bit, you care what people think. You're at home, so you can take a moment of honest reflection. No one there to look at you and go, ooh, they think that they need someone to think good of them. It can be a huge battle to want to be liked, accepted, and it's a nice feeling when you are wanted and accepted. But what happens when the desire to be wanted and accepted and the nice feeling outweighs everything else? Harriet Breker says, "The disease to please is actually a form of addiction." There was a time in my life when I can honestly say that I was addicted to sugar. This probably sounds ridiculous because sugar is just sugar. But to me, sugar was everything. I would find any way possible to have lollies and chocolates and soft drinks and iced tea quite often. I'd never had dessert on the menu technically, but it was there in disguise as chocolate bars and other treats that I quite often would indulge in. I'd make up excuses to need this element in my life. And I'm sure I'm not the Lone Ranger in that one. Addictions are real, and they can be controlling. And mine definitely was. One day I decided that I would do something about it. I would not let sugar control me anymore. It was both the worst and best thing that I have ever done. The worst because I had the rocking in the corner crying situation, and the best because I felt released from the thing that would control me most. Don't get me wrong, I have not conquered. I am not the conquering hero of my sugar addiction, but I am in a controlling space of that. If I'm having a bad day or I need comfort for whatever reason, I do quickly return to my chocolate eating ways. It's just less now. People-pleasing and approval addiction works very much in the same way. You may be at home right now saying, Debbie, I'm not really a people pleaser. I just want to be nice to people. Or I'm not really an addiction. I don't really have an addiction to approval. I just want everyone to be happy. Wanting to, people to be happy and wanting to do nice things is fine. There is absolutely nothing wrong with that. But it becomes a problem when you seek those things out because of how it makes you feel. Because you are doing it for the wrong reason. And when anything becomes all about you, that is never a great thing. There are three things to consider when wondering whether or not you are a people pleaser. Firstly, you will obsess about what people think of you. Do you like my outfit? Do you like the same music I like? Do you like my hairstyle? Do you like the picture I posted? Are we okay? Why didn't you respond to my text? Why did it take you so long to respond to my text? The battle is real. We do want people to accept us. And if we have an approval addiction or we are a people pleaser, we step far outside of our own safety to make sure that those people like us and accept us. Secondly, approval addicts can be super sensitive to criticism. Now, I'm not saying that you should just go around letting people criticize you and run you into the ground. No, I'm not doing that. That's not okay. Where other people might take feedback and criticism in their stride, a people pleaser will be so offended and hurt, and it will be like a physical injury. 100 people can tell you something positive about yourself. One person tells you a negative comment, and that's all you can focus on. That's all you can think about. The struggle of being a people pleaser is the obsession with what other people think, what other people are doing, and how other people respond to you. Thirdly, people pleasers have a hard time saying no. We don't always want to say no to people. We do need to be in there helping and getting things done. But a people pleaser will do that to their own detriment. Often we are so obsessed with what others think, and struggling to say no should be, we shouldn't struggle to say no, but when you're a people pleaser, you do. You may find yourself wanting to avoid conflict, so you say yes all the time, even when you know you shouldn't, or you couldn't, or you can't. You'll make it happen. If you are overcommitted, and asking yourself, why am I so overcommitted? This will be it. You don't want people to think poorly of you, so you don't say no. When it comes to pastors, officers, ministers, whatever you call them, the thing they stress most about is the sermon. Will it make sense? Will they like it? Will I reach anyone? Will I look stupid? Will it be okay? Will my congregation like it? Once I preach this, will my congregation still like me? You may or may not find this surprising, but I've worked through this, and I can honestly say that I don't have a grand desire to people please. I don't have an addiction to approval. I did have. Once upon a time, I don't now. One of the greatest compliments my husband ever paid me was that I think little about what other people think of me. That was not the case always. I can't concern myself with what other people think of me, but I don't have time for that. I want to do my best, of course I do. But I'm not doing my best so that other people will think great of me. I'm doing my best because God wants me to do my best. If I claim that I am giving my life to Christ, if I claim I'm doing everything for God, then I also can't claim I'm doing everything for people. I want to be good for my word. I want to do my best and leave it with Him. Growing up, I never remember being told I couldn't do something, I wasn't capable of doing something. I was told I wasn't allowed to do things, but that's a different thing. I was never told that I wasn't capable. My sister and I were raised to be incredibly capable. So I just trusted that I could do whatever I wanted to do. So when I asked my husband to buy me a sewing machine for Christmas just after we were married, he said, "I didn't know you could sew." And I'm like, "Oh, I don't know that I can't." As it turns out, I can sew some, and the sewing machine is excellent. I just trusted that I could. And it's the same when you trust that God can. God can come and pour so much approval on all that you do, you don't need the approval of a human being. But please don't think that I don't struggle. There are times when I fall into my humanity and I do struggle. And there are times when I empathize greatly with those who do struggle a lot with this. It is a serious thing, and we want to not make any jokes about it. Proverbs 29 verse 25 says, "Fear of man will prove to be a snare." When we fear what other people think of us, when we want them to like us and we want them to think everything we do is great, it becomes a snare. It becomes a trap or a prison. That is not what Christ wants for us. He came to set us free, not to have us bind ourselves up in yet another prison. To be in the snare or hooked by another person's thoughts can and is debilitating. We're hooked and we're being pulled in all directions. If this is you, if you do recognize the fact that you are a people pleaser, you will feel pulled here and pulled there in all different directions, because this is what people come to expect from you. To be snared by man is not of God. Concerning ourselves with what other people think of us will always be the trap that pulls us away from God and what God wants us to do. Because while ever you're doing what other people want you to do, where is the time to do what God has asked you to do? God will always keep you safe. I once knew an approval addict. We were the best of friends. But being friends with this person was exhausting. Very, very hard work, because I never really knew what was genuine. I would suggest an outing or an activity or something, and they'd just do it. Yes, that would be lovely. But there was never really any idea from me of what that person wanted. Once I realized that this was an actual thing and this is what was going on, I confronted the situation. And if you know me at all, you will know that I hate that, but I'm still prepared to do it. I told my friend that if they didn't do something about their approval addiction, that we couldn't be friends anymore. And I know, probably out there going, "Oh, Debbie, that was harsh." Yeah. I know that. I know that it was harsh. But I love that person and I wanted what was best for them. And following me around like a puppy was not best for them. I wanted them to assert their own desires, their own wants and needs. And once they got on top of that, everything was better. Everything was more equal and balanced. And they focused more on what God wanted from them rather than what I wanted from them. If you can see that someone you love is suffering in this way, why wouldn't you want to help them? Everything you do can be done in love. You don't have to be harsh. You don't have to be mean and cruel. When we become obsessed by what others think of us, we can easily forget about what God thinks of us. God has a very specific opinion about you. With this knowledge, we need to pursue something different. We need to pursue the life God has asked us to lead. There is always going to be somebody asking you for something because people need help. There's always going to be people dragging you in one direction or another, and it is okay to seek out God first and to find which direction is best for you to go. We need to literally be building our lives around the direction of God and God alone. We have to learn to live for His will, not the will of another person or other people. We need to live for the purpose of His glory. Paul wrote a letter to the Galatians. He wrote many letters, but he wrote a letter to the Galatians. And in Galatians 1:10 it says, "Obviously, I'm not seeking the approval of people, but of God." Considering all that Paul had suffered in his life, he was clearly not seeking the approval of man. And the Galatian people were very familiar with his journey. Then in verse 10, he says the most humbling sentence. If pleasing people were my goal, I would not be Christ's servant. You cannot please both man and God. Something has to give. And when you recognize that something has to give, you need to make that choice. What's going to give? Your relationship with God and following His will and desire for your life? Or seeking out the approval of others? Let's not desire for others to approve of us. Let's not have our idolatry be focused on other people. Let's not go there. Let's not put the things of earth before the Creator God. The Ten Commandments tell us that we should have no other God before Him. And that includes people and their opinions and their desires for us instead of God's desire for us. Let's not let the dangling carrot of people-pleasing snuff out our desire to please God. The good news is that God's desire for us, His approval of us, sets us free. Free from the disease to please. Once and for all, His approval, His thought of you, is key to liberate you from the bondage of people-pleasing and the prison of other people's thoughts. People don't do it deliberately. They just do it because it works. They do it because you're always available. But it's up to us to take back that and say, "I live for God. I will help you when I can. I will do what I can for you. But I live for God." The difference between God and people is that you can never please all the people. No matter how hard you try, no matter what you do, you can never please all the people. But you are already pleasing to God. You were born that way. You were created for His pleasure, so you were already pleasing to God. You are not what people think of you. You are only what God thinks of you. That's the only thing that matters. And when you let that sink deep down into your heart, you can take on anything. You can start saying no. You can start looking after yourself and feel that that is the right thing for you to do. You are worthy. We are all worthy. But we are worthy in the eyes of God. So let's get fully obsessed with what God thinks of us. Let's move on to doing all we can. Because when we're doing all we can for God and when we seek His approval, it will flow out to other people, and then hopefully they will seek His approval too. Recovery from the addiction to approval is a journey you take with God and those who love you and want the best for you. It's a journey to finding out who you really are in Christ. It is an opportunity to work out what you do and don't like. Perhaps if you're a people pleaser, you've been watching movies you hate all these years just because your friends like them. And so you just do that because you don't want them to not like you. Maybe you're a rom-com fan and you've been watching docos, and that's not for you. Maybe you're a chips person, not popcorn, but you've been eating popcorn all this time. It's okay to say no. It's okay to seek out God. And it's okay to let the joy flourish because you seek God's approval. Maybe it's time to search your life and find out what you need to do and seek God's guidance in it. I encourage you to continue to be kind, to help people, to listen to people. Don't let opportunities pass you by if God presents them to you. But at the same time, some will pass by. Let others pick those up while you continue on in your recovery. The team are going to come. We're going to sing, "Worthy is the Lamb." You are worthy. And the Lamb of God died for you so that you would know that, so that that knowledge would be heartfelt. Worthy is the Lamb. So this morning as you sing, take time to kneel. Maybe the Spirit is nudging you, saying, that's you, I'm here to help. It's never too late to make the change. Let's sing together.